Right, today being Moshe Rabbeinu's Dorot at Zion Adar, come here to do a little connection of Purim to Moshe Rabbeinu. A very famous question that the Briscoe Rev brings down in Chidushi Maran Rugriz HaLevi. We're not going to get to his answer, but we'll just bring down the question to him and allow everyone brings it down. The Pasuk says in the Megillah, Perek Tes Pasuk Chav, Vayichtov Mordechai Yetzet Dvar Ma'ila. Mordechai wrote down the whole thing, and Rashi brings down over there, Vayichtov Mordechai, Hi HaMegillah Hazos Kimoshi. This is the Megillah we have, that is what we have. However, the Pasuk says, so simple explanation is that Mordechai wrote the Gemara, Mordechai wrote Megillas Esther. However, the Gemara Bava Basra on Tezvel Amar Aleph also says, Anshe Knesset HaGadol, Kosu Yecheskel, Shnei Masar, Daniel, Megillas Esther. And Peirush Rashi says, who is Anshe Knesset HaGadolah? Chagai, Zechariah, Malachi, Zerubbabel, Mordechai, the Chevreim. Right? So Mordechai wasn't the only person there. There's also great prophets, Chagai, Zechariah, Malachi, Zerubbabel, the Chevreim, and other people. So how could it be that Mordechai, in the Pasuk, it only says that Mordechai wrote the Megillah, and in the Gemara says that other people also wrote the Megillah. End of the day, maybe that'll be a shear first for something else. But at the end of the day, we have to see, why the emphasis of Mordechai? Why the emphasis of the Megillah say Mordechai specifically wrote the Megillah? And I think this can really connect to Moshe Rabbeinu, what Moshe Rabbeinu is all about. We know we know Yerushalmi says, Yerushalmi in Megillah Zayin Amud Aleph says an incredible thing. Ki lo rak she'Kadosh Baruch Hu gila l'Moshe masha asim Mordechai lechtov asim Megillah, ela ha-Megillah atzmo nemer l'Moshe mi-Sinai. Says the Yerushalmi, the famous Yerushalmi, it's not only that HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed to Moshe what would happen in the future time to Mordechai, and that Mordechai would write the Megillah, but the Megillah itself was given to who? Was given to Moshe ben Har Sinai. V'darshu kach mekor shekosov. U'maymer Esther kiyam divrei Purim ha'il v'nechta b'sefer. Says the Yerushalmi, Rav, Rabbi Chanani, Rabbi Yonasan, Rabbi Kapar, Rabbi Yeshua, Ben Levi, Omra, all these rabbis said, HaMegillah Hazos Nemra L'Moshe Mitzinai, Ela She'en Mukhtim Ha'ucha B'Torah. This Megillah was set at the Moshe Benu Mitzinai. There's no chronological order to the Torah. Incredible Yerushalmi. Not only was the story given over to Moshe, the message was given over to Moshe that Mordechai would be the one who's going to be, what was going to happen to the story of Purim. The Megillah itself was given over to Moshe Rabbeinu. An incredible thing. Says the Zohar. We know the famous Gemara says, Kimu v'kiblu ha-Yehudim in the times of Shushan. Right? We re-accepted the Torah, but the Zohar, Parshas Kisisa, Kuf Sari Aleph Amud Beis says, V'kibel ha-Yehudim. V'kibel ha-Yehudim, who Yehudim is Lashon Yachid. Who does that be remembered to? Says the Shvili Pinchas, or Pinchas Freeman. Who accepted the Torah again? Who was it? It was Moshe Rabbeinu. My Vekibel, says the Zohar, Adam Moshe Tiyu HaYehudim Klala Diyehudai. Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who accepted the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who accepted the Megillah. So then it's not just a fancy thing that we're saying that Moshe Rabbeinu just saw. Moshe Rabbeinu got all the five books and all of Torah. He actually got the Megillah. So at the end of the day, how does this connect back to Mordechai, that Mordechai wrote the Megillah? How does that be able to answer that Mordechai wrote the Megillah? How does that be able to answer that it's so important how Mordechai wrote the Megillah? Says the tremendous Sefer, Megala Mukos, quoting the Medrash, the Megala Mukos and Pashas V'aschan and Ofen Memdalad. The Medrash says in Rabba, Esther Rabba, Ish Yehudi Haya B'shushan Abira, right? The famous passage in the Megillah says there was once a Jew in the city of Bira. Ish, says the Medrash, Melamed Shehaya Mordechai Shakul Bedoro Kemoshe Bedoro. Says the Medrash, the Lashon that says Ish in the Pasuk, it shows us that Mordechai was equal to Moshe Rabbeinu. The Chsev Bey that says by Moshe, V'ha'ish Moshe Anav Ma'od. And the man Moshe was tremendously humble. So in the day, the Medrash links back Mordechai and Moshe. Says the famous Sefer, the Megala Mumos, Ra Moshe Marucha Kodesh Mordechai Hu Dargah Shemoshe. Moshe Rabbeinu saw on his Rucha Kodesh. So that not only he saw the Megillah, he saw that Mordechai would be on his level. Moshe Darchosh Chazal Chulin Kovlamatas Amar Beis. Mordechai Min Torah Minayin. Where is Mordechai known from? Kalcha B'Samim Rosh. Right, specifically by the special instances by the Ketores. Lecha Daikal. Right, as the Medrash ends off in the Medrash Shochar Tov Tehillim. Shakul Haya Mordechai Kemoshe. Mordechai was Kenegin Moshe. Mordechai was equal to Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu not only got to the Megillah, says the Megala Mukos, but Moshe Rabbeinu saw that there would be a Jew living in the city of Shushan, living in the city of Iraq, who was going to be as equal to him, who was going to be tremendously equal. And this is the clincher. This is the clincher how we see Moshe Rabbeinu's connection into the Megillah, and this is where we're going to see why Mordechai had to write the Megillah. Says the Chidah, quoted by the Shrei Pinchas on page Sadi Alf in the Sefer and Purim, says the Chida in the Sefer Chomos Anecha, Ish Yehudi b'gamachia Moshe imakola. He says, if you take the gamachia of Ish Yehudi, it's gamachia Moshe with 345 with the kol 346, right? With the name with the kol. Why? Why with the kol? The Maram is that Moshe Rabbeinu had a little shtickle Mordechai inside of him. Not only was Mordechai and Moshe separate people, says the Chidah that Mordechai had a nitzot for Moshe Rabbeinu. Mordechai was the representative of Moshe Rabbeinu in the time of Shushan. He was representing Moshe Rabbeinu in the time of Shushan. So why is it, now we're going to go back all the way to the way how we started, why is it that the Gemara says that the Pasuk says that Mordechai wrote the Megillah, and all these other Rabbanim in the Gemara Bava Basra says that Daniel and Yechezkel and this and that, why weren't they included in the Pasuk? Says of Pinchas Riemann. At the end of the day, Kadosh Baruch Hu specifically wanted to show that specifically Mordechai wrote the Megillah. Why? Because he was a nitzotz of Moshe Rabbeinu who wrote the Megillah. He was a nitzotz of Moshe Rabbeinu who accepted the Megillah at Har Sinai. And at the end of the day, it was time that Moshe Rabbeinu accepted the Torah, the Megillah at Har Sinai. But now it came time to be able to put the story into fruition. So at the end of the day, someone asks you, how is Moshe Rabbeinu, why do we care about Moshe Rabbeinu in the Megillah? At the end of the day, Mordechai, not only, first off, did Moshe Rabbeinu accept the Megillah at Har Sinai, but what happens? At the end of the day, we saw the Zohar, it says, Bikibah Yehudim, the Jews re-accepted the Torah. What does that mean, the Jew accepted the Torah? It says the Zohar, not the Jews. Moshe Rabbeinu represented Klal Yisrael. At Har Sinai, he accepted the Torah, but not only the Torah, it says the Zohar, he accepted the Megillah. Then we saw in the Medrash and Esther, Rabbah brought down by the Megala Mukos, that compares Mordechai, Ish and Ish, just like it says Ish Yehudi, B'Shushan Abira, and it says Ish Anav Mikol Adam, Ish Moshe Anav Ma'od, and Moshe was a very, Ish and Ish, Moshe and Mordechai were connected to each other. But specifically, not only Moshe and Mordechai were tremendously comparable, tremendously big tzaddikim. End of the day, says the Chidah, says all this from HaGadoshim, and Mordechai had a nitzotz of Moshe Rabbeinu inside of him. Moshe had a nitzotz, and that's why if you take the gematria, says the Chidah, of Ish Yehudi is gematria Moshe imakol with one. End of the day, we should be zochah Bez Hashem, now on Zion Adar, Bez Hashem Yisbach, to be able to realize how special it is. The whole story of Purim, we said from the first short Purim board, that when Mordechai wrote the Megillah, he did everything was so specific. Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to show us this message that even though Mordechai was a tremendous, tremendous person, tremendous thing, there's something much deeper in him. When the deeper pnimius is that even Moshe Rabbeinu not only accepted the Megillah at the Torah, but we see Moshe Rabbeinu was even infused inside the Megillah. We see infused how Moshe Rabbeinu was connected to Mordechai. He was Ish and Ish, they're comparable. At the end of the day, Ish Yehudi is Gematria Moshe Makol. A very, very, very cool insight brought down by the Shvili Pinchas Bez Hashem Yisbarach Shlech.